it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Welcome, everybody, to the Synergy Connection Show. And this is where, for the last 6.5 years now, I have brought a variety of guests to help you understand how complex you are as a human being. So we have our physical side. We're very much aware of that. And we have our emotional side. And certainly emotions can wreak havoc with your physical side. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about today. The other two aspects are the psychological, spiritual side, if you want to call it that, that links you to your higher power. And some of you are familiar with chakras. And I talk a lot about the fact that we are vibrational frequencies inside of a physical body. And so we literally, our cells vibrate. And if you're in a negative environment, they're going to vibrate not to your benefit. If you're in a positive environment, then definitely you can do some healing. And again, I think that's part of what we're talking about today with Eli. And then the fourth aspect is our mental or intellectual side. And I always tell everybody that I want to be learning something, you know, right up until the day that I take my last breath. And I'm kind of hoping that that something is like the aha of, I knew that there was another side. And now I'm there and I can understand what life really maybe is all about. And I have to share with everybody one little tiny thing that happened. It wasn't so tiny for me, but I spent my birthday celebrating at the Kennedy Space Center. And I had never been there. And a lot of people have. And it is an amazing place. But we watched this new IMAX movie called Deep Sky. And if anybody gets a chance to go to an IMAX theater that's showing it, please go watch it, because it's the new telescope that has been in space, I think, since 2022. And it's like an origami, kind of a fold that they had to do in order to put the right mirrors out there to capture deep space. And one of the scientists actually said that people recycle just like space does. And that really caught my attention, because we do. We recycle ourselves. All of our organs are constantly replacing themselves throughout your lifetime. But I hadn't thought about it in context, I guess, with space. I kind of knew plants did this. You know, animals do it. Anything that's living here on Earth does it. But in space, they do it too. And so they were showing this star that was dying. And as the star died, just like our cells die, as the stars died, it was recreating itself. It was like a mini Big Bang. And as it imploded, there were new stars that were forming that would go on to become maybe other galaxies, because this was a rather large star. And so we have no idea how many stars are out there. You know, we know we've heard the terms that there are billions and billions and billions, but there really are. And to see it with this telescope is utterly amazing. The pictures of what the galaxies look like, and our little Milky Way galaxy is so tiny by comparison to what is in all of space. So I really encourage people, if you're in Florida, go to the Kennedy Space Center. If you're not in Florida and you're near an IMAX theater that is showing the film Deep Sky, please go see it. And, you know, it was just utterly amazing, you know, to witness what these people had been working on for 12 years. And had this new telescope not unfolded perfectly, I believe there was over 300 different facets that had to unfold one at a time. If one of them had not worked, the whole mission would have been scraped. You know, it wouldn't have worked. And it does. And it's sending back these fabulous pictures. The other thing that I want to mention is on my website at www.synergyconnectionradio.com. All of the shows are there for the past like 6.5 years. So there's way over 400 shows. Eli has been on with me a couple of times already, so you can find him and what he has said in previous shows. Every guest that I have has a way to link to them or contact them. So please go check out the website. On the website, there's also a link to Boomers Forever Young. And that is a company that sponsored the show for quite some time now. And I use one of their brand new products, and I'm sharing everybody or with everybody this new product. It's called Myotrol. So it's Myotrol. The inventor of it came to this small company because we are small, and he wanted that kind of relationship. And the product is absolutely miraculous for many people that are using it. For me, I have much more stamina and energy than I've had in the past. But I'll just share one story. A lady who had fibromyalgia for 20 years started using this a few months ago, and she no longer has any symptoms whatsoever. So it's like a great big omega-3 capsule, and you take two of them a day, and it rebuilds muscle. And we all know that the declining of muscle is what is the most dangerous thing for people as they age, because they can fall. And if they do fall and break a bone or break their hip or something like that, it is a steady decline almost always. So keeping your muscles healthy and strong is critical in order to be healthy. And remember, that's one of the four features. So the physical health is where you have to start. And if you're not physically healthy, it's going to be really difficult to do the spiritual, the emotional, and the intellectual. So check out the website if you decide you want to try the Myotrol. Again, that's Myotrol, and it's right there on their landing page. When you check out, if you put in my first name, Lucy, you will get a 15% discount. And they've allowed me to do that with any of their products. So if you want something else and not the Myotrol, check out, with the description and what these different products can do to keep you healthy. This company is, I think, quite amazing, and their dedication to health and wellness is very much real. They're not just in it for the dollars, but they're in it to make sure that people have an opportunity to truly live their best life. So please check that out, and definitely look at Myotrol. So I have as a returning guest Eli Love, and we're going to be talking about healing from life's stressors. And certainly, I don't think you're alive without stress. I think even at birth, you're stressed. And as you come through the birth canal, it's not necessarily the greatest sensation for babies, I'm pretty sure. And it's not for the mothers that are having them. But of course, after the baby's born, everything changes. But life gives us stress. And it's what we do with it, that determines maybe how we come out the other side. So I'm happy to have you back with us, and let's begin the program with looking at the different stressors that happen during a lifetime and your ability to help that person heal, from whatever that stress is, correct?
Boy, Miss Lucy, you said a mouthful and all of that. Thank you very much. And thanks for having me on your show again.
You're welcome.
I've noticed in the last 20 years, I started about 20 years ago, noticing society in general getting more opinionated and more polarized to the point where now it's over the top black and white polarized. And one of the things to me that's very imbalanced is our healthcare system. We have in America three-fourths of our population overweight. We've got two-thirds of our population on medications, regular medications. And think about all the friends you have and know that one in five of those friends are depressed. Those are staggering numbers, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of things that are chronically wrong with us as a society. And boy, I see it on TV. You see it too. Big pharma ads, medication ads.
Yes.
They're all over the place telling you to take this and telling you to take that and telling you to take the other. And they're just in your face all the time. My brother-in-law is a doctor. He's on Teladoc. He's doing phone interviews with people. And one of the main things that I hear from him is how easily and for such minor issues people are calling him and wanting medication for it. And he's one of those doctors that doesn't hand out medication easily. He's going to give you a common sense solution first, and then if it gets worse, then medication. But he's aware also how we're zombies in this society. We are taught to take a medication for any little thing, and we do that. And we have simply for
I wanted to bring something up when you said zombies. Is it Wegovia? Which one is it that has everybody dropping whatever they're doing and marching together?
Oh, I've not heard that one. Tell me
Oh.
about it.
It's a commercial that's out there right now. It's one of the diabetic drugs. And I don't remember which one, quite honestly, but the ad has each one telling you that they've lost weight and they've got their A1C under better control. But what's funny is the zombie comment that you made, because each one is dropping whatever it is they're doing, their job, they're walking out a door, and they're all marching together. And remember the movie about zombies? That's what it looks like. It's like,
Yep.
it's a remote control, and I am now under the impact of this drug, and we're all marching together.
Yes, Lucy. And let me tell you something. Half or more than half of the ad is taking the time to list the side effects of taking this drug. They're talking about side effects, including death. Everything to that point, they're going, "Are you kidding me?" And then at the end, they said, "And yes, take this drug for your health. You'll feel so much better." Are you kidding me? The side effects are way worse than what we're dealing with usually. And
Right.
there's a reason for that. We're going to get to that, why there are side effects. I wanted to make an analogy for people. We want to be able to take stress and we want to be able to use stress to our advantage, not our disadvantage. And a real easy analogy to use is weight gain. Everybody knows that if you eat too many calories that you need, that turns into overweight. It turns into fat, and your body stores it, and you start getting larger. We all know that. That's common sense. Well, if you continue that, it gets so large to now you have issues. Your knees are starting to hurt, and it's stopping you from playing soccer. You might get diabetes. You might get some ailments that are larger than just the weight gain. And it will continue that way until it takes you down to a life crisis. And that life crisis is asking you, do I want to continue on this path or do I want to change my path? And Lucy, how many times have we done New Year's Eve resolutions? And from our mental minds, we go, yeah, I'm going to stop eating so much. And it lasts 3 weeks and we're back to our old habits.
Exactly.
That's because we're trying to fix our lives from the intellect, which is 10% of our brain. And the reason we want to eat so much is in our subconscious. That's 90%. And if you put those two together, the 90% is going to win. Every time, it's just going to overtake your conscious, rational, good thoughts, and it's going to run right over them and make you go back into your old bad habits.
Right.
And there's a way to overcome that. The thing about stress with the analogy of weight is, you said it, from day one when we are born, that's not such a pleasant experience, and we're stressed coming out of the womb. And we deal with it as an infant by crying and kicking and screaming. That's how we deal with it. That's life's God-given mechanism for dealing with stress, is just to let it out. And if we don't do that, we hold it in. And in this society, we are taught to hold it in. were taught around starting around 4 to 6 years old. Oh, you need to be quiet. Oh, you need to be a good boy. Oh, you need to act like adult. Oh, you need to be mature. You need to do this and that and the other so that you can function in society. But they don't teach you, hey, what about all this stress that I'm trying to cry out? You're not letting me cry it out. I need to hold it in. And that's what we're taught. And from that day on, we start holding in this stress. And just like weight, if you take too many calories in, you're going to start gaining weight. When you hold too much stress in, you're going to start getting symptoms. The first symptom I got as a 5-year-old were stomach aches. And I would get real bad stomach aches and they get worse and worse. And then I would get headaches and then I got addicted to sugar and the things got just rolled along till I hit my life's bottom. I had to turn it around. But that's real, real common. You want to get addicted to sugar or you want to overeat to deal with your stresses that you're holding in. Then, if we hold that stress in for long enough, which we all do, it will gradually grow and grow and grow, just like weight, and take you into a crisis or a life-threatening situation or a rock-bottom situation. And life is asking you, do you want to continue this path or do you want to change your path? And I guarantee it, you cannot do it from the intellect. You have to do the work to get inside and find out where that stress is coming from that's making you do these actions. And it's a really fascinating journey. You mentioned the Milky Way galaxy, our Milky Way galaxy, how small it is compared to what's really out there. And now we can see it with our telescopes. And I need to tell people that is our mind. Our conscious mind is the Milky Way galaxy, and the universe, everything in the universe, is our subconscious mind. And when you start doing this work, you start exploring what's out there outside of your conscious mind, and you will go, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was carrying that stress with me for so long. And I didn't know I was doing this behavior because of what I repressed back then. And things start to connect, and you start getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And spontaneously, your body starts to heal on four levels. Physical level starts to heal, spontaneous healings happen. Mental level starts to heal. You'll get better perceptions about life out there and about yourself. Emotional triggers start to heal. And your spiritual life, whatever that means to you, starts to get more clear and more deep. It's amazing that what happens. So we need to burn that stress just like we burn calories. And I'll tell you about it right now. The child is the best example of that. It just has a fit. Simple as that. And when I teach this to adults or present it to adults, they go, yeah, right. I'm not going to have a fit. No, we're not asking you to have a fit. But we are asking you to express yourself in one session until you're completely done, because that's the magic of a child. You don't have to tell a child how long to have a fit. They're going to have that fit for as long as it takes. It could be 5 minutes, it could be 3 hours, but they're going to stay in that state until they're peaceful. And you know what, Lucy? At the end of that episode, they are at peace again. And they will play with you, even if you're the one that made them angry. It's like they don't have any hard feelings about it anymore. And that's what happens doing this work. Whatever's bothering you, if you stay talking about it, just find a private place by yourself and stay talking about it and motor mouth. Don't stop to think, because that's our enemy. Thinking just recycles stress. Make sure you're talking, 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 even if you have to repeat yourself over and over and over again. And stay in that mode until you get an aha or your body just relaxes into peace. Oh my gosh. For the whole rest of the day, you are a different person and you're going to attract much better experiences to you from that. Just to give you an example of how we gain weight every day with stress. I work in a music studio, and I was asking some of the kids and some of the teachers here, what stresses you out? And here's a short list. I don't want to go to work today. I don't want to go to school today. You wake up with that. You're waking up with that feeling, and you're holding that feeling all day long, not wanting to be there. Oh, had a bad hair day, and I always have bad hair days. Well, that's affecting you mentally all day long. For as long as you think your hair is bad, that's affecting you, and it is a stress. These are very minor things, relatively speaking. Personalities to deal with, either teachers at school or bosses at work. I know I'm going to have to go there and deal with that personality. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to bite my tongue and just do it. I don't like homework. That was a common one. I'm busy with my kids' schedule. Oh my gosh, I see that everywhere. Parents stressed out with that. I dread my history class or whatever class they're dreading, or whatever task at work they're dreading. That's being held inside of them. Traffic angst. People get upset when they have to drive and the least little thing goes wrong, and they dread it. Or I don't make enough money was another one that somebody said. That's in the back of your mind 24/7. Not making enough money, not making enough money, not making enough money. Believe it or not, that's affecting you on all levels of your body. So what we do is pick any stress that's in your face right now that feels good to dive into and give it a session. Find a private place where you're not being heard, so you don't feel judged. That's very important. And start motor mouthing about it, just talking. Another one on that list was, I can't sleep at night. Oh my gosh. Don't lay there in bed with your eyes open, thinking, get up and find some place in the house just to talk. And I guarantee it, in about 20 minutes or less, you're going to find out what you were holding on to that day that was stressing you out. And even if you don't resolve that issue, at least you'll come up with a solution of how to resolve it tomorrow, and you'll go back to bed and sleep like a baby. Very effective. And so we want to just take the time to do that, to start releasing stress. It's like losing weight. And in a very short time, you will notice, and from the first session on, you'll notice a difference. I had a high school kid in here a couple of months ago, and all we knew was that, well, his parents and I knew he's angry. He didn't know that. He's just an angry kid, and he was getting himself into trouble. And so I was giving him music lessons, and the parent says, "Well, I heard about this work that you do. You mind sitting with him, for a session?" I go, "Sure." The first session, Lucy, I'm in my studio right here, and I'm letting him walk around the building. There's nobody here. And I say, just motor mouth and talk for a while. Come back in here when you're done. And he came in and he said, "Wow." He said, "I didn't realize it. This is his first session, but I'm an angry person." He goes, "I always thought it was just those other people just being idiots and just being in my way and just saying stupid things." But he says, "I'm angry and I need somebody to get angry at." And I go, "Man," I go, "that's a great insight. That's great. Let's do it again next week." So he came next week. And my job, Lucy, is just to make sure they can get to the end of a session and make sure they're peaceful. If they're not peaceful, I send them back out again to keep on talking. And so he comes in the next week and he finishes and he says, "Oh my gosh." He says, "I never knew this, but I'm a narcissist." I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." He says, "Basically, all I think about is myself. I don't care about anybody else." He said, "But processing," he goes, I'm realizing that." And I go, "Wow, that's amazing insight that you're getting." I said, "Do you feel comfortable doing these exercises on your own so you can get to the end and finish?" He goes, "Yeah." He says, "I got two great insights already." And that's how I started this work. I was getting mental shifts because I was too afraid to go into my emotional body and I was too afraid to go into my physical body and express myself like an infant. So I was very comfortable in my mental body and I got shift after shift after shift so quickly. And I did that for a whole year, Lucy, of mental shift, just breaking through, understanding why I do what I do and why I repeat the same bad behaviors over and over and over again. And I cleared out so much garbage. Well, after a while, after a year, those shifts weren't coming to me anymore. And I was being asked to move into my emotional body. So I said, "Oh, okay, I'll do that." And I let myself get upset for the first time. And the first time I got upset, Lucy, I got angry. I never gave myself permission to be angry before because it was against the law being raised by a military dad. He was a master sergeant. You didn't talk back or anything to him. You acted like a soldier and helped hold it in. So I let myself get angry for the first time. I'm in my 30s or 40s. And that first session loosely lasted 4 hours.
Wow.
I just let everybody have it, including my dad. I just let it out and let it out. And it came out like a volcano. And I was in my safe place. Nobody was around me. And I was totally at peace at the end of that, like I had never felt before. Every cell in my body was at peace. And I was confused about why, how is it I could be this vile and this angry and this negative, but feel like an angel? How could that happen? And it has to do with detoxing. You've got poison in your system, you've got stress in your system, and when you detox it, you heal. And from that place on, I had no fear of my emotional body. I went there very easily. Did that for about 9 months very easily until that wound itself out. Wasn't getting the shifts anymore. And then I started moving into my physical body. Now I can move and I started moving. And oh, this is so fascinating, Lucy. When you allow your body to start moving, you'll be moving in a certain way and talking about a certain thing, and you're going deeper and deeper and deeper, and you'll get a flashback and go, oh my gosh, I remember this movement. I was doing this at 6 months, this movement, and I was responding to stress at 6 months. And you get this overwhelming insight, and you go, oh, that's where this is coming from. And when you get that insight, you're released of that stress and you're released of that negative behavior. It's like magic, but you got to do the work. It takes a little time. Get in there to do the work. And that bad behavior disappears. If not that time, then you do that process multiple times and it eventually disappears and you're on a new path, more better for yourself, more healthy. You also reminded me of thinking bad thoughts versus thinking good thoughts. They've done studies with crystals inside of water, and they say words out loud and then monitor the crystals inside of the water. And the crystals are beautiful when they're being spoken to lovingly, and they're corrupt crystals when they're being spoken to negatively. Imagine that. Plants do the same thing. So imagine how your body's responding with all the liquid we have in our body to negative versus positive thoughts. Well, here's the secret. You can try to stop thinking negatively, but it just goes to your subconscious. It's there feeding your body. But when you do this work, you discover why you have those negative thoughts. You break through and go, wow, now I know where that comes from. I can move that energy out of my body, and those thoughts are no longer there. Positive thoughts actually show up to replace those negative thoughts. And now your body's on a whole new level of creating health for itself. I was taught that the body's a pharmacy and it can create whatever chemicals it needs to, depending on your frame of mind. And that's absolutely true. Lucy, when I was in my 30s and 40s, I was chronically sick. I was in bad shape. My back would go out having heat flashes. My heart would palpitate like this 24/7, and I thought it was normal. And I started doing this work, and so many things, all of that stuff just disappeared. And I'm 71 now. I'm on no medications whatsoever, going to the gym 3 times a week, no problems whatsoever. Well, of course, daily taking care of daily stress problems, shows up. That's just a daily event. But my gosh, this work is so powerful and so simple, and it's free. All you have to do is set some time for yourself to do it.
You were talking about plants a minute ago, and one of the studies that they did quite a long time ago now, one of my guests early on in the radio shows, she was working on her PhD, and she was in a class, and the class, each person had a plant. So I'm going to just say there was, 15 people in this PhD class.
Wow.
They would talk lovingly to the plants, and the plants were doing well, and they had these little monitors on the leaves that would register like an EKG, It would register how the plant was doing based upon how you were talking to it, or if you were upset with it, you know. So they wanted to see the different patterns. Well, one day, unbeknownst to the other students, the professor had a person come in and join them. And then he very rapidly grabbed one of the plants, ripped it out of its container, and tore it up. And the other plants knew that something had happened to one of their own. And they all registered distress. And so, what was even more interesting is that a couple of weeks after this incident, that same person joined them, but did not do anything to any of the plants. But the plants knew he was there. And so they were able to detect his vibrational frequency. And yeah, isn't that something? So when we say that we are vibrating in a negative or a positive way, those waves impact everything from animals to plants to people to our health. I mean, it all is working that way.
I will extend that, Lucy, to physical objects around you. I know when I used to get really upset, the watch that I was wearing back in the days when you wore watches would stop. Even the mechanical ones would stop and break. And then, for sure, the electrical ones, the digital ones would stop. And then I also noticed that when I would get extremely upset, my car would break down in the same place of the car that my body was feeling that stress.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you
That
can.
interesting.
My sister can feel, she's an electrician, and she can walk around a house that's being built, and she can feel where the electricity is on and where the electricity is off. And when she gets upset, really upset, things will start blowing out.
Oh my gosh.
Lights will start going out, appliances will start going out. Yeah, you can affect physical things around you the same way.
Oh,
It's
I
amazing.
would think so. Animals, you know, I practice Reiki energy. I'm a Reiki master, and so animals always. I've been in Colorado and strange places, or you know, someplace that where the animal doesn't know me, like my neighborhood. The animals all know me, but a totally strange animal that's never seen me before, and their owners will say, "I don't. I might." You know, my dog has never acted this way before because it's usually a dog, and they strain to get over by me.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's so interesting that animals perceive this so much more easily, I think, than people do, because they don't let other distractions get in their way. They can just see the auras and they can feel that energy. Whereas people, like you said, 95% of the time, they're in their brain thinking. And so they're not aware of these energy fields that we all have.
That's right. You're reminding me of how we, I wanted to talk about side effects. You're reminding me how we deal with stress as humans. Common thing, you see it everywhere, is a child will get an order or directive from the parent and they don't like it. And so they'll say no, or they'll resist it somehow. And the parent says, "You're going to do it anyway." And the child is so scared. I remember this. The child's so scared, it holds it in. Well, what does the psyche want to do with it? The psyche can't get it out immediately against the parent, so it holds it in, and now it goes to the next level. We need to get this energy out somehow, so we're going to project it somewhere. And so what happens? They take that energy and project it onto their siblings. Somehow, now they're being bossy to their siblings. Now they're being angry to their siblings, and that's how they get the energy out. And that's the first level of side effect that happens. If you don't have any siblings to do it, then you're going to find another way to project that energy and get it out of you, either externally or on yourself internally. Get yourself sick or get this anger out somewhere outside of you. And those side effects, I had one client who came to me and she says, "I'm having s problems driving too fast, getting tickets, and I can't stop. I don't know what's going on. I heard the work you do. I need to get to the bottom of it." We discovered at the end of the day, she originally started with a weight issue. Well, she went on a diet, lost the weight, but then she got the urge to smoke. That's a side effect. you're getting rid of the symptom, but not the cause. So now she has an issue with smoking. Well, she, with her intellect, she stopped smoking, made herself stop smoking. And that's another, the next direction that side effect went was to drive fast. So now she gets to driving fast and she works on that. And she discovered that, oh my gosh, the common thread between those three issues was anger. She was angry to begin with. That's why she gained the weight. And then her body can't get angry anymore, gaining weight. So he gets the smoking. She was angry about that. And the driving, she's definitely angry about that. She goes, and then she started getting angry in her processes. She let herself get angry and let that negative energy out. And she goes, oh my gosh. She goes, all three of those issues are not a problem for me anymore. I don't even have the urge to overeat anymore. I don't even have the urge to smoke anymore. And I definitely don't have the urge to drive fast anymore. I'm peaceful inside. She goes, if I'd have known all those years ago that all I had to do was get mad, I'd have been doing this years ago. She goes, it feels good.
Well, our show is over for today. So I want you to tell people about your book and where to find it, and also how to get in touch with you. That information will be in the synopsis as well, but go ahead and let them know.
Okay. You can get a hold of me at Eli, Eli, at healforfree.com for the number four. There's also a website called healforfree.com. And then the book that I have is on Amazon. Type in The Manual for Life and then type in by Eli Love and it should come right up. And that book has a lot of the exercises, numerous exercises, very easy ones, and then down to the core exercises for different situations in your life of how to process this stuff out, how to get underneath it. And Lucy, I am looking to get this word out to the masses. So if there's anybody out there listening that can help me, I'm not a businessman, I'm an explorer of consciousness. So if you can help me get this word out there to the masses, our healthcare system needs it real bad, and that'd be much appreciated.
Yes, and I would totally agree with that. We have to learn to get healthy again, and it means undoing a lot of bad habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for being my guest. And
Thank you.
if somebody is listening to the show and can help Eli, please reach out and get in touch with him. And I will see you in the future. So everybody, please go out there and make this your very best life. Share this program with others that you care about, and we will see you next week.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.